Good morning and welcome to today's All Market Update with Callum McPherson. How was your weekend, Callum?
Good morning, very good, thanks, and yours?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, there's been massive further sell-off in Brent with overnight lows under $56 per barrel. Presumably this is the coronavirus again?
Yeah, well, but there is also a somewhat technical component at work here, which we should just go through briefly. And that is that the front contract has rolled. So the front contract is now the April contract, which, as you say, was trading under 56 earlier this morning and is a bit over that at the moment. But it's worth noting this contract also was trading around 56 and indeed a bit under that at times on Friday evening. And that's because last week the front contract was the March contract, the contract for March delivery, but that expired on Friday. So when that and that at that time was trading around $58 per barrel. So part of this apparent sell-off is actually because the contract rolled. So we've gone from a contract that was trading at 58 to one that was trading at around 56 anyway. However, all of this is slightly pedantic, but the more general point is that the market has gone lower and the coronavirus has been a big driver of that.
Okay, so what is the latest on the virus and its impact on Chinese oil demand?
Well, the number of confirmed cases are now 17,000 and there have been 361 confirmed deaths. And I think when we were doing this last Monday, it was about 10,000, was it? Or possibly even 2,000 cases.
Sure.
So it's increasing very rapidly, and the World Health Organization has upgraded its sort of alert status to a public health emergency of international concern. So it's it hasn't declared a pandemic yet, but we seem to be heading in that direction. There was a dramatic move down in Chinese equity markets, which have just reopened following the Lunar New Year, so they had been closed for a number of days. So this is the first time that Chinese markets have been able to properly react to the spread of the virus. There have also been some reports, as cited in Bloomberg, about the impact on Chinese oil demand, and the figure mentioned was a reduction of 20% because of all the restrictions and quarantines that are being imposed on people. Now, what does that actually mean? Well, Chinese oil consumption is about 14 million barrels per day, and production, so China is a significant producer, it produces 4 million barrels per day, but still it has net consumption of 10 million barrels per day. Anyway, for its consumption to be down by 20%, that means about 3 million barrels per day. And that is a very, very significant disruption to demand if we compare that to disruptions we've got going on in supply at the moment, which is most notably Libya. The disruption there is about 1 million barrels per day. So if this figure is right, that then the Chinese disruption to demand far more than outweighs the Libyan disruption to supply. And it's also far more than we could reasonably expect OPEC to be able to deal with. So the question then becomes, well, how long is this disruption going to continue? If it's relatively brief, okay, then it's not a huge deal. But if it continues for any length of time, what will happen is inventories will start to build up, and they will put the pressure on the market for an extended period of time, and it'll be very difficult then for OPEC. We'll have to cut production again in order to try and absorb those inventories.
Okay, so turning back to the market, how significant are these?
Well, we've been talking for a long time about a key trend line support, which comes in at around $58 per barrel at the moment. And that's formed from various lows going back to the low of 2016, and so this support line has marked out the rally up from that low, and that has now been broken. That is the way it seems on the charts at the moment. We've now more or less got down to this 55 level, which was the sort of next support level from lows that we saw over last summer, for example. And after that, we've got the $50 per barrel level that we saw at the end of December last 2018. So these are pretty significant moves, but actually, when you look at this in a slightly larger context, that there could be much more to come.
Do you think we have much further to go then?
Well, given the fall in Chinese demand, yes. If these disruptions do continue, if the virus does continue to spread, then yes, the situation could get more and more difficult for oil markets. There have been a lot of comparisons drawn with SARS back in 2003, but the situation is very different now because the China is a much larger economy than it was then, and the US has gone from being the largest net importer in the world to being pretty much balanced, whereas it's actually China is now the largest net importer of crude oil. So 20% reduction in demand from the largest net importer of oil in the world is a huge issue for oil markets. I suppose what hasn't happened yet is we haven't really had a significant impact on global equities. I mean, we've talked about Chinese equities, which are off sharply, of course, but if you look at the S&P 500 as an example, I mean, yes, it has come down, and a part of that has been risk aversion over coronavirus, but it hasn't come down massively. So one big risk for oil that could really lead to a more rapid sell-off, I think, would be that if global equities start to react more. I mean, that's what we saw at the end of 2018 when Brent went down to $50 per barrel. So I think there are big risks for oil in the coming weeks and months. It's also interesting to note that the curve is actually still downward sloping. So if we look out to 2020, we see the Brent futures in 2022, we see the Brent futures around $54 per barrel, so that's below the current front contract, and that's a situation that you normally have when there's actually a disruption to supply. When there is excess supply, we tend to see the curve being upward sloping, because we need that upward sloping curve in order to pay for storing the excess crude. So we could expect, if the situation continues, the market to flip into an upward sloping curve, and that would probably be led by sharp falls at the front end of the curve, whereas the back end of the curve, which I said is already at 54, would fall more slowly. Just quickly looking at the US, we see that already the US crude futures are down to $50 per barrel on the front contract. That's a significant level for them. So that's another level to look out for as well, that if US crude futures start trading under $50 per barrel.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Karen.
Thank you.